Well, it's the 13th of December, and I guess we owe it to Carol Hayward of Auckland Council in New Zealand, who suggested that wouldn't it be a good idea if we used the audio view or whatever other technology we could find to give a short update and a greeting for those of you who listen to these things, who are members and otherwise, from further afield than the southeast of England. And I guess we should tell everybody that it's been a challenging year, but that we're delighted we've got through it with our programme intact and a wider range of services than ever before. I have Elizabeth Gammell, our Director of Standards, with me, and I suppose, Elizabeth, it's due in no small measure to the team that we've got in the centre in Biggleswade.
Absolutely. And for that, I'm sure many of you will have contacted Karen, who is our Head of Operations, Sam, Head of Policy, and the support team, the two Martins, Martin Roach and Martin Woodrow. But you mightn't have actually had any contact with a really important person, Sarah Corley, and of course with Paul Rodriguez, without whom none of us would function at all. We've seen Rian write his 200th Tuesday topic recently, and these have covered so many aspects of consultation and indeed the wider world of public engagement. But Rian, what do you think the key developments of 2011 have really been?
Well, here in the UK, it's the legislation that has been coming thick and fast, notably the Localism Act, which makes lots of changes to the way that planning is going to work in this country and also has a huge impact upon the autonomy of local government to take decisions for themselves. And it's going to require far more public consultation than ever before. Just as important, I think, has been the reorganisation of the National Health Service in England. I stress in England because Wales and Scotland and Northern Ireland have different arrangements. But in England, these reforms are running into serious difficulties, not just because they are complicated and they're contentious, but because they are long drawn out. The Act of Parliament still is meandering through Parliament. And in the meantime, of course, we are having to train doctors and other people to take over responsibilities that were once done or have until now been done by primary care trusts. But for me, the most significant development this year has been the range of judicial reviews. The High Court has been full of submissions by people trying to set aside decisions, many of them to do with expenditure cuts, that really has arisen from people questioning the integrity or the process involved in consultation. Now, I've covered these in previous audio booths, but I think they are of immense significance. There's been a big case on social care with Birmingham Council, and there's also been a case against the Secretary of State for Education, Michael Gove, over the Building Schools in the Future programme that was cancelled with inadequate consultation. But possibly the one that will have greatest lasting significance is the Royal Brompton Hospital's case that was brought against the Department of Health. And because that affects the way in which options are developed, I think that's going to have implications that will reverberate around our business for a very, very long time.
And I think I would add to that the extraordinary growth of online campaigns that has really proliferated in the last year. And of course, you know, the most probably one people will remember is the way that led to the termination of the consultation on the forestry, which was a huge sort of upheaval indeed. And actually, that leads me to thinking of the things that are really important for people, such as our course on social media. And John Bradley is constantly having to refine and bring in new things to that because it's such a fast-moving area. We've also created a new masterclass on localism, which is going to be run a lot next year. And Davy Jones and Sam Cranston are now setting out on Public Engagement 2012.
But I suppose it's all very well, Elizabeth, training people, but we've also got to help them put it into practice. And I think your favourite compliance assessment this year was the Warwickshire Libraries, wasn't it?
That was really quite an experience, because to work with a very, very committed and dedicated team through an extremely sensitive consultation and see them really have to tackle some of the most difficult aspects of this and come out at the other end was a great reward.
Well, it's been rewarding for us to work with you all. We wish you a happy Christmas and hope that you'll be in touch with us as the year 2012 unfolds.
So it's season's greetings from Rian, myself, Quintin, Howard and Paul.